Hello there, my bookish friends. Welcome to Mary M's Book Pod. Thanks for joining me today. I wanted to hop on here and give you some reading updates and, I don't know, just see what you're up to. I'm still working on cataloging my library using the library app thing. It's been great weeding out my books, I have to say. You know, it's getting rid of the ones that I don't want to keep here. And I'd say so far I gathered about 5 to 6 bags of books that I'm going to donate to charity, and I still have more shelves to go through. I think the thing that I love, I found something that in this process, I found that it's better if I don't make it one huge project for myself. Like in one day, I'm going to reorganize my entire library. That it's impossible to do that. Well, it's impossible for me to do that. I've really been taking it a couple shelves a day, and I'm enjoying that process. So I wanted to share that. I don't know how you guys like to reorganize, if you like to make it a one day thing, but I found if I do it that way, it's too much pressure on my little head. Oh, another thing I wanted to share. I took the plunge and I upgraded my e-reader. So I had the Kindle Paperwhite and I took the bait and I ordered the Kindle Oasis. Amazon made the deal so enticing that I just did it. I traded in, you're able to trade in your current device that you have to them and they give you a credit. So it ends up being a pretty good deal. So I'm hoping this will encourage me to read a little more digitally, but I know me. I'm more of a physical book girl, but we'll see, right? I won't know unless I try this. And I'm curious if you guys have a certain preferred way that you like to read digitally, if you do read digitally. I found that if I'm borrowing an ebook from the library, I'm more inclined to read it versus if I download an ebook, something that I purchased, believe it or not, to my e-reader, I'm less likely to read it. So I don't know what that says about the way I think, but that's just what happens. Okay, so today I thought it would be fun if we did another tag. So this one is called the Reading Habits tag. And I did notice there were a couple duplicates from the last tag that we did, but I left them in. There's only 12 questions, so I figured leave them in and who knows, maybe we'll get some other thoughts out. So I happened to see this tag on YouTube. It was on Sue's Book Nooks channel, and it was originally created by the channel The Book Jazz. Okay, there are 12 questions, so we should probably get started. Question number one, do you have a certain place at home for reading? I have a comfy leather reading chair that we have positioned in one of the corners of our living room. It's like a cute little corner we've created. The only problem is when you sit in that chair, it's guaranteed that our 30-pound dog, Alexander, is going to sit not just with you, but on you. And eventually, it becomes a little bit uncomfortable, even though he's so darn cute. So I do love it when he reads with me, but 9 times out of 10, we end up moving over to the couch where there's more room for everybody and it's more comfortable. Question number two, bookmark or random piece of paper? This one's easy for me. Bookmark all the way. I love bookmarks, and I think I've mentioned this before, but I have a bit of a bookmark collecting habit. I know, that's really shocking to you. Question number three. Can you just stop reading, or do you have to stop after a chapter or a certain amount of pages? I prefer to stop at a chapter, but I don't have any problem or any issues with stopping at the end of a page, though. Some people can't. Some people have to finish the chapter. That's not me. Question number four. Do you eat or drink while reading? Do you eat or drink while reading? I typically drink coffee while reading, but if it's later at night, I'll either have like a tea or a diet soda or something like that. I definitely don't eat while I read because I'm too afraid that I'm going to drop something on my book and it'll just be gross and I won't be able to handle it. Question five. This one is on multitasking. Music or TV while reading? I like to have any type of instrumental music on, but very low in the background while I'm reading. I can't listen to any type of music that has lyrics in it, though, because then I get too distracted. If I know the song, I'm sort of like singing along. If I don't know the song, I want to hear what the lyrics are saying. So I get too distracted with lyrics while I'm reading. There's one time when I'll have the TV on if I'm reading, and that's if there's a game on that I want to watch, like a game on that I want to follow along. So like recently, there's been a lot of NFL games on the weekends. So I'll have it on, but I'll mute the TV so I could like keep up to date with the scores. And if anything dramatic happens, I can see it happen and then, you know, pump up the volume on it. So that's the only time I have the TV on. Oh, I should mention this too. If you're interested, I created a reading background playlist on my YouTube channel. That has, anytime I find a video, there's all these like, there's like a fireplace crackling, or there's a nice cabin setting. It gives you a comfy feel. So I do have a playlist that I created on my YouTube channel where, by the way, I also post these podcasts. If you'd like, some people like to hang out on YouTube. So I wanted to put these where the people are going to be. So some people like podcasts, and I know people who don't listen to any podcasts. So I figured, I'll put them up on YouTube. Maybe it might be a different way for more people to join us. So there's that. Question number 6, one book at a time or several at once? I always have more than one book going at the same time. As long as they aren't too close in subject, that's what I prefer to do. Question 7. Reading at home or everywhere, excuse me. Okay, so before the pandemic, before I was working from home, I read mostly on the train during my commute in and out of Manhattan. Now, I obviously read at home, but I'm sure whenever that time comes and when I'm allowed to go back into the office, my reading habits will change in that way that I'll be reading on the train more often than at home. And I want to mention this too. It wasn't really asked in the question, but I do think it might be part of it. So I like to oftentimes listen to an audiobook while I'm walking our dog Alexander, if I'm in the car while running errands. So there are some books that I read the physical copy when I'm sitting stationary somewhere. And then when I'm out and about, then I switch to the audiobook. So I kind of go back and forth. So I do enjoy doing that too. All right, here we go. Question number 8, reading out loud or silently in your head? I read silently in my head. I created a podcast so I can read out loud to you guys. I know this isn't what the question asked, but I feel it falls under this too. I like to sometimes have the physical book in front of me and play the audio and read along to the audio with the book. Because sometimes audio narrations are so good that it really enhances the story. Question number 9. Do you read ahead or even skip pages? I can never read ahead or skip pages. Even the thought of that makes me feel all sorts of uncomfortable, and I'm just going to move right to question number 10. Question 10. Breaking the spine or keeping it like new? I read a lot of used books, so I'm not upset by a broken spine, but I know for some people, this is a major pet peeve. It's a major deal breaker for them. I will say, if I buy a new book online and it arrives with a broken spine, it's a guarantee I'm sending a nasty Karen email. All right, question number 11. Do you write in your books? No, absolutely not. That's a solid no. No how, no way. Question 12. Wow, we went through those quickly, didn't we? So question 12 is, who do you tag? I'm going to tag my bookish bestie, Kristen, over at the Comic Slayer on YouTube. And it's also the Comic Slayer on Instagram, if you'd like to follow her. Maybe she'll play along and do this. I'm not sure. No pressure if you don't want to, but you are tagged. So a little bit about her channel. It's focused on comic books, the love of comic books from collected editions to manga to really all sorts of books, all sorts of reading in general. Her husband, Reed, can be found on the channel too. And I have to mention, he's a published author and artist who I think you'll love too. All right. That was a fun one. But before I go, of course, I have more to say. I figured I'd give you a quick reading update, as they call it over on BookTube, my Friday Reads. So basically, Friday Reads is just, it's just a little chat about what you're currently reading and maybe what you plan to continue reading over the weekend. So I'm still working on three books. They are, so I have The Shadows by Alex North. That one I'm really close to finishing. I'll probably finish that one tonight. The second one is Barchester Towers by Anthony Trollope. And the third one is The Best Land Under Heaven, The Donner Party in the Age of Manifest Destiny by Michael Wallace. I also just had two library holds become available to borrow. But this always happens to me. It's so exciting to put books on hold at the library, and then they all become available when you have like a pile of books that you need to get through. But I know the troubles we have, right? So those two library holds that are available for me to borrow now are Alice Oseman's Heartstopper. That's the second volume in that series. And the second book available is Sarah Crossan's Being Toffee. So we'll see. We'll see what I get to this weekend. I'm not going to put any pressure on. I mean, it's silly. It's reading. It's supposed to be fun, right? So we'll see what I get to. All right. Oh, I have another idea that I'd like to include each week, and I hope this sounds like a fun idea to you guys. So each week moving forward, I'm going to leave you guys with a book quote. So sometimes they'll be funny, sometimes not. I don't know, but I hope you like the idea. And we're gonna test it out. So today's is from a guy you might have heard of. It's from Mr. William Shakespeare. And here it goes. I would challenge you to a battle of wits, but I see you are unarmed. How fantastic is that? All right, guys. Let's wrap things up here. Thanks for spending some time with me today. I appreciate you. And I'm going to tell you that every time, so I hope you don't get tired of hearing about it. Have a great day, and remember to enjoy those books.